Coruscant truly was a wonder of the galaxy. There were other worlds with endless cityscapes, like the hut-controlled moon of Nar Shaddaa, but none of them rivaled the Republic capital. The tallest, grandest buildings on the hut world would have been dwarfed by even the smallest of Coruscant's sky towers. The general feel of Nar Shaddaa was one of claustrophobia, cramped and crowded. The effect of Coruscant was almost the exact opposite. The towers reaching up forever into the sky, and the endless streams of traffic stretching off to disappear over the horizon made the world appear even larger and grander than it actually was. The autopilot chimed softly, indicating she was nearing her destination. Tefeth switched over to manual control when she saw the spaceport below her. She didn't trust autopilots to bring a ship down smoothly at the best of times, and she feared the Prosperity's damaged hull might throw its precisely calibrated systems off. Diplomatic Spaceport 27B was an arrangement of half a dozen circular landing pads in a circle atop a very large, flat-roofed building. In the center of the landing pads was a small structure that Tefeth guessed housed a turbo lift leading to the building's interior, along with a handful of security personnel. A pair of small air speeders were parked in one corner of the room, with enough space to accommodate several more. The shuttle touched down with a slight thump, and Tefeth killed the engines. She saw two men in official-looking uniforms, one carrying a blaster rifle, the other armed with a pistol, striding out of the central structure toward her vessel, confirming that at least half of her hypothesis was right.
"Just like Gorvitch said, coming to arrest us."
She briefly considered firing up the shuttle again and taking off, but she'd come too far to turn back now. Hopefully, the guards would be willing to listen to reason. As she came down the boarding ramp, the two men were waiting patiently. She took it as a good sign that neither one had bothered to ready his weapon yet.
"Miss, is there anyone else on your shuttle?"
the one with the pistol asked. Tefeth shook her head. She could see the guards exchange a knowing glance and saw their muscles tense up slightly.
"Is this your shuttle, miss?"
the second wanted to know.
"Not ours. Belongs to Jedi, Nostoral."
"And where is Master Nostoral, miss?"
Had the guards tried to bully or intimidate her, she would have had no trouble dealing with them. But she found this unrelenting politeness with its thinly veiled undercurrent of suspicion strangely alarming.
"Nostoral not here. Give shuttle to us. We have urgent message for Grandmaster Satil Shan."
"Who's we, miss?"
the one with the pistol asked.
"I thought you said you were alone."
Tefeth rolled her eyes.
"We is me. Nobody else. Just me."
She put an unduly heavy emphasis on the final pronoun.
"Do you have any identification, miss?"
"We... I got no time for stupid questions,"
she snapped, her composure finally slipping.
"Got to see Grandmaster Shan right now."
The guards looked at each other, then back at her.
"If you have a message for her, you can give it to us. We'll make sure she gets it."
Tefeth shook her head.
"Got to be in person. Now!"